Well, by the way, as William said, my name is Cindy Lumpkin, and I like to consider myself old friends of Edgewood Church. As he stated, my husband and I was around in the early stages of Edgewood, and we basically, Carrie and Dean served as unofficial mentors. We were young hopeful planters at the time. Hadn't started anything. My husband had just gotten a call from God, and he was in seminary, which is how I think they connected. And then once Nathan and Carrie branched out, we kind of came and rolled up our sleeves, and we did some things in the early beginning. So it is awesome to be back and to see how things look. The building is looking awesome. The lawn is looking awesome, and you guys are looking awesome. I don't know if I recall any of you, but all the new faces just means that they're continuing to grow and that they're continuing to reach people. You know, I do think it is an honor. Anytime a pastor allows you to come in his house and to speak to his sheep, like, it's a privilege, okay? Because they love you guys. And, like, the pressure is on me because I don't want to say anything wrong, because I don't want to feed you nothing that they wouldn't feed you, you right? I would like to introduce Miss Bonnie. Y'all just ignore her. She's taking some pictures for me for some things that I'm doing personally, but she also attends our church, and I love her. She's so supportive of us and what we're doing. I will be doing my three B's of speaking today. That is, I will be brief, I will be brilliant, and I will be seated. Now, let me tell you, I have perfected two of those. I will be brief, and I will be seated. God is still working with me on the last one. Okay, so as William said, you guys have been doing a series of the different attributes of God. And so there are so many things that I like about God. There are so many things that I love about God. One of my very favorite things about God is that he is faithful. Whenever he makes a promise, he keeps it. His faithfulness is guaranteed, this fact. He does not lie, y'all. We see the theme of faithfulness over and over and over again in the Bible. Think about Daniel in the lion's den. Think about Sarah, Abraham's wife. Recall when Moses was sent down the river in that basket. God's faithfulness was all in those situations. In fact, the story of Moses is filled with so many more illustrations of God's faithfulness. And today, I would like to look at three of those illustrations and talk to you about them. Now, I need your help, okay? So every time I say God is, I would like for you to respond faithful. Okay, can we do that? Let's practice. God is
faithful.
Awesome. God is
faithful.
Awesome. I think you guys got it. Okay, so the first illustration is God is
faithful
to help you when you're in need. How many of you really believe that? God is faithful. Awesome. God is faithful to help us when we're in need. This is illustrated in Exodus 3, 9, and 10. And I will read the NLT version. It says, "Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. Now go, for I am sending you Moses." I'm sending, and he's sending Moses, to Pharaoh. "You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt." Here we see God, he not only heard the cries of his people, but he did something about it. God's compassion for us leads him to act on our behalf when we are in need. Now, when I think about the plight of the immigrants now and what they're currently experiencing, I feel helpless. I feel sad. I hurt for them. I have to remind myself, though, that God is faithful. So he hears their cries, and he will be faithful to act on their behalf. So again, I ask you, do you believe that God is to help you in your time of need? You see, there's a difference between awareness and belief. Just because you know something with head knowledge doesn't mean you have it in heart knowledge. Let me give you an example. For those of you who are born again, at some point in your life, you came to the awareness that you were an unsaved sinner. But you didn't just stop with that knowledge. You took a step further and eventually gave your life to Christ. There's a difference between awareness and belief. And belief makes us act. Another quick example. If one would go to the doctor and he tells you, okay, you have to stop smoking because if you don't, you will die. You become aware when he told you, but that knowledge is not enough if you don't act and stop. You see, knowing it could happen and believing it will happen is two different things. It is so important for us to believe this character of God because God never promised us a life without pain. He never promised us that. He never said that we wouldn't have any struggles. He never said that we wouldn't endure any hardship. He never said that we wouldn't have any illnesses or diseases. But what he did say was that he was with us. And because I know him and I know his faithfulness, I know that he is faithful to act on my behalf. Now, it may not be in my timing. It may not be how I want it to be, but I have to believe that his love, his compassion will lead him to act on my behalf. God is
faithful.
God is faithful to forgive. Going back to Exodus 2, and we didn't read this, but it's a part of the story of Moses. Moses got so angry when he learned or when he realized he was from the Hebrew people and he saw the Egyptians abusing his people. He got so angry, he was led by his emotions, and he killed an Egyptian soldier. But guess what? God is to forgive. Although God forgives, we still have to deal with the consequences of our actions and of our sin. And because of that, Pharaoh tried to have Moses killed. And as a result of that, Moses went on the run. And as a result of that, I believe his people spent longer in captivity because of that sin. But, so our sins, I just wanted to make you guys aware, our sins are not without consequences, but yet God is faithful to forgive. Because we are in a body of flesh, we all have a tendency to sin. But the word also tells us that if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all wrongdoing. However, we must be sincere in our repentance and not abuse God's grace. See, God's grace isn't a license to sin. So we shouldn't use it as such. As hard as it can be to forgive others sometimes, it can be even harder to forgive ourselves. But forgive we must. God isn't holding any grudges against us. And we shouldn't hold any against ourselves. God is
faithful
to forgive. And if he can forgive us, we should be able to forgive ourselves. Now, the third illustration of God's faithfulness is one that really touches me. It's how God expresses his faithfulness in the area of one of my just all-time favorite promises from God. God is to fulfill his promises. Did you guys hear what I said? God is faithful to fulfill his promises. When God says it, we can trust that he will keep his word. But Moses didn't start out trusting God. He was like many of us who waver back and forth, back and forth. When God told him to lead his people out of Egypt, Moses suffered from what I call the enoughs. And from Exodus 3, 11, and 2, chapter 4 and 13, he basically said, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Not enough people will believe me. I don't speak good enough. And I'm not qualified enough. Can any of you relate? How many of you suffer from the enoughs? But God told him that he would be with him. And when Moses decided to get himself out of the way, God was able to use him to accomplish the seemingly impossible. He was with Moses every step of the way. The story of Moses is so inspiring to me, and I would like to share a brief story with you. There was this little girl, small town, small country town. When she started school, she was just like all the other little kids, happy, excited about learning, but something happened. The longer she stayed in school, the less good she became at it. When all the other little kids got smiley faces, she got sad faces. Now, she realized that she couldn't read, but she also realized what that sad face meant, that she didn't do a good job on her work. At the end of the year, when all the other little kids passed to the first grade, her teacher told her mom that she needed to repeat kindergarten. Now, her mother being the advocate she was, she's like, no, kindergarten is not a grade. Kids don't repeat kindergarten. So we're not going to hold her back. She's going to go into the first grade, and we're going to work with her over the summer. We're going to catch her up. Well, the little girl was passed to the first grade. Something familiar started to happen again. Little girl kept getting bad grades and bad grades. While all her other peers were assigned to a reading group, she wasn't. At the end of the year, this time her mother didn't have an option. The little girl failed. Her second year in first grade, she did pretty well. She passed to the second grade. But something happened yet again. The little girl just started to do poorly in school. She was passed on or placed in the third grade. She struggled, somehow made it to the fourth grade. And eventually a teacher said, something is wrong. And that little girl was tested and found eligible for the special education program. In fifth grade, the little girl was put in self-contained classes. That meant she spent her entire day in a special ed setting away from her peers, except for PE and lunch, of course. That little girl stayed in that self-contained environment sixth grade and seventh grade. But how many of you know God is faithful? That little girl had a praying mother, and that little girl knew God for herself. And she prayed and she prayed, and God started to unlock some things. He put her in the path of some awesome teachers who was able to present information in a different way. Eventually, that little girl went on to high school, and she never tested out of special education, but she no longer needed the help. And she ended up graduating at the top of her class, top 20% of her class, with an academic diploma, and she went on to do awesome things. That little girl was me. And like Moses, I spent years believing I wasn't good enough. I spent years believing that I didn't know enough. But God had a plan and a purpose for my life like Moses. And God said, I'm going to be faithful no matter the labels that the world place on you. No matter the low self-esteem that you acquire because of these labels, I got a plan and a purpose for you. And no matter how you get in your own way, I'm going to be like a GPS and keep rerouting you until you get on the path that I have created for you. And let me tell you guys, I have never in my life, until I accepted the will and plan from God for my life, believed that I would ever become a special education teacher. I detested special ed. I hated it. Do you understand me? I did any and everything that I could to distance myself. But when the love of God chased me down and he said, you will live in my faithfulness. And when I accepted, he has called me now to lead other people like me. There's no reason why. I don't want to say I'm poor, but I'm poor. Okay? And I want y'all to, I say that because I want you to know how good God is. I have an accredited school. Started with $75 in my bank account. One of the best accredited special needs school in South Fulton. That person heard my heartbeat. She said, you know, there's so many kids over here I don't serve. They don't fit my profile. She said, your school is needed. And when I didn't have in place what I needed to have in place, she closed a blind eye and said, you need to do X, Y, Z by the time I come back. Within 3 months, I had a provisional accreditation. Within a year, I was fully accredited. And now I work with young boys and girls who can't afford her $90,000 school. The state, they get a certain amount of state, and God provides the rest. Like Moses, I wasn't good enough. Like Moses, I'm not supposed to be up here telling you my story. But God is faithful, y'all. Yes. God is faithful. God is faithful. I've always felt connected to Moses. You know, some scholars believe that he actually had a stutter. And even children who stutter and need extra help have IEPs. So that connection, because I know all too well what an IEP is, okay? Personally and when I was working in public schools. So I've always loved the story of Moses because I suffered from the enoughs too. But like Moses, on this journey of getting to know God better, I also learned the following. Like Moses, I learned to obey despite my feelings. We cannot be led by emotion. If I had allowed shame to continue to overwhelm my life, do you know the number of kids who would never have encountered a teacher like me? They didn't come from the right background. They're not supposed to be in private school. Like Moses, I've learned that God's plan and purpose for my life is so much better than anything that I could have planned. My plan was to be a lawyer. I'm good at memorizing information. I still tell people, I have the dyslexic residue now. It wasn't a miracle that he wiped it away. I just learned how to operate around it. And then I happened to marry a pretty smart guy who reads a lot of the stuff before I send it out. But I wanted to be a lawyer. But that wasn't God's plan for my life. He said you're going to teach, and you got to go back and teach the people who look like you, who experience the same thing as you. And now I can't imagine myself doing anything else. And matter of fact, I couldn't even be a regular ed teacher, okay? I wouldn't. If I had to be a regular ed teacher, I wouldn't be a regular ed teacher. Like Moses, I've learned persistence and to never give up. This role has not been easy. But even like I teach my kids now, we have to keep on going. I've also learned to stay focused on my goal and not to give in to distraction. This world is full of distractions. Like Moses, I've learned to embrace mistakes and failure and move on and do better and be better. I often get an opportunity to share my story to schools and parent groups. And I tell a story of one time when I was in college. I happened to be the college queen of my school, and I was asked to come and to give the commencement for a fifth grade graduation. Now, I was a young college student that didn't take care of herself, okay? I'm going to tell y'all a little bit of that story. And I remember I was so excited, and I went. I had on a three-piece suit, and it was lined, and it was June in Virginia. And when I showed up at that school, it was one of those old gyms with the fans in the window. Okay, do y'all see where I'm going with this? It was hot. And I remember getting up there, looking at my paper, starting to deliver my speech, and I started to see stars. And see, but by then, I was a professional. I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I already memorized this, so blah, 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 blah. The curtains, and they fanned me, and they took off my jacket, and they, after they kind of got me together, they said, you know, they went on with the ceremony, but would you like to still give your speech? And I said, no, the moment is gone. But if I could, I would like to say something to them, because I felt like that couldn't be their last image of me on the floor. And I had no idea what I was going to say, but I knew that I wasn't going to stand up there and do that speech again. And so once again, God is so faithful. I had an opportunity to go back to the podium, I remember looking out into that audience and telling them, sometimes in life, you will fall down. But when you fall, make sure you fall on your butt, because if you can look up, you can get back up and keep on going until you meet your goals. And the room went wild. And afterwards, a young guy came up, and he was like, yeah, you look like this. And they're like, I was like, oh, my God, I was so embarrassed. But that's one thing that I impart to my students daily. Like, failure is a part of life. It's okay. You fall down, you get back up, you keep on going until you meet your goal. Like Moses, I learned to base my identity in God and find my security in Him. Not in that IEP, not in that IQ score, because I am good enough just the way that I am. Like Moses, I've learned not to give into fear, but to do it afraid. And most importantly, like Moses, I've learned that God is 100% faithful, and I can trust Him with my life. I hold on to this great truth that no matter what, God is
faithful.
Awesome. God was faithful then. He is faithful now. I can't tell you how many times I prayed and God has given me what I needed. It may not always been what I wanted, but it was always what I needed. And as I end, I ask you, how has God been faithful to you? And what promises has He kept for you? And when you experience hard times, remember your response to that question. God is
faithful
all the time.
All the time.
Amen.